Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Lori writes, I have found a beautiful picture of an old barn that I would like to use for my website, but the picture is too small. Is there such a thing as a website that will help you find a larger size of image?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is, Lori. It's called Google.
Right. Now, you probably already know this, but you can use Google to search for images.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never done this, it's very easy. Just go to images.google.com and then type old barn, and you will see hundreds of pictures of old barns as a result. It's like Amish heaven.
You know, I don't think the Amish are allowed to use Google, Tom.
Well, they are really missing out. Anyway, that's the part of Google image search that most people who aren't Amish know about.
Yeah.
Here's the part a lot of folks miss, though. On the right side of the Google image search, there is a camera icon.
Yep. Just click that icon and a pop-up will appear. And in that window, you will have a few options. You can drag an image to it from your computer, browse to an image on your computer, or paste the web address of an image that you found on the internet into it. Once you do one of those things, Google searches for other similar images. It's actually pretty good at finding different sizes of the same image, Lori, so you're in luck.
It will also show you what it calls visually similar images. So you might see other pictures of old barns in addition to the one that you were looking for.
Exactly. Now, speaking of similar images, when you do a regular image search, Google is going to show you a page with dozens of images on it as a result. You can actually use this page to do even more image searching. Click on any of the resulting pictures, and you'll see some related images, plus a link above them that says Search by Image. You can actually click that link and launch a new search based on the image that you just expanded.
So your image search can lead to more image searches.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Now, here is something for you to think about while you're combing the internet for pictures of old barns, Lori. Who took the picture that you like so much? And is it free for you to use on your website?
Now, that's right, Ray. People often assume that just because you found an image on the internet that it's free for anyone to use, but this is just not the case. Most images have owners, and unless the images are specifically licensed under Creative Commons or are in the public domain, then you need to obtain written permission to use them.
Unless you're using them for educational purposes or some other very specific reasons. Now, that's known as fair use.
Right. And what counts as fair use can get complicated, but as a rule of thumb, it never hurts to just try emailing the person that originally took the picture. If you found the image on Flickr or a social media site, the photographer usually isn't hard to find. There are also lots of websites offering Creative Commons images, which are basically totally free to use. The easiest way to find them is to use the Creative Commons search engine at search.creativecommons.org. It can search both Flickr and Google Image Search, as well as other websites.
If you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter. Or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868. Or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.